now, for the moment some of us have been waiting for, will you welcome two gentlemen named Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali. Well, what should we talk about? Certainly nice to see you both, and I think that we might as well reveal right now that beneath the mask of unfriendliness that we saw in the film, down deep, you really hate each other. Is this or is this not true?
I don't hate Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier don't hate me. Joe Frazier's got to take care of himself, and I got to take care of mine when the bell rang, and I will admit,
Everybody's on their own. We are really
stone enemies when the bell rang. And after the fight, I have nothing wrong against him. Well, one day I like for my little children to play with his little children.
Oh, isn't that adorable?
But that don't mean to say that I'm going to think about that. But when the bell rang, he will be in trouble.
Yeah, on this film, I'd swear you said I don't like him at all on that film we did earlier. Were you joking then or now?
Well, I mean, what are you doing, agitating?
I wouldn't do a thing like
this
that.
This has been the history of America. You just love to see two colored folks beat up each other. He had agitating, trying to get us fight. We're going to fight. You don't have to agitate. The rumble is on. Oh, we don't get along, so we're going to get it on. And no, he thinks he's the best, so he's going to jump in my chest. That's so right. You don't have to try to agitate and push it on no farther unless you want us to start now, and you might get hit in the middle.
Are you reading that off something? That was pretty good.
Looking back to the last fight, do you think that you still won that fight?
I don't like to be what they call a sore loser and brag and talk about losing. You know, it's up to the people. I think I won. I think I landed more punches. I think he was in worse physical shape. I got knocked down. Henry Cooper knocked me down. Sonny Banks knocked me down. Doug Jones almost knocked me down. Alan Huston in the Olympics knocked me down. Joe Louis got knocked down. Max Mellon, Sugar Ray. That's how I've been knocked down.
Saying that you think he won the fight.
Yeah. I know. I believe I won the fight. Won the fight.
How many times you looked at the fight?
About five.
Want to look at it Sunday?
We'll see it. We forget the fight, Joe. We're going to meet again.
You better believe it. We will meet again.
Alan Sanders just bought a big old, pretty mean coat. It was all in the newspapers. You had a $10,000 mean coat
backstage.
On.
Take a
I saw that. You did buy it.
Two big old diamond rings.
Beautiful.
And I want you to get you a new trade after this game and learn to play, because you're going to need them.
Look out.
Watch that.
I want you to take that big pretty Lincoln Continental and them pretty diamonds and get on out and do a little playing.
I'll save something for you.
You started all this.
Wait.
Whenever you come down where I'm at, I'll take care of you. Make sure
I want to give Joe credit. Honest, all sincerity, something I never said. I got to modest man to be where he is today, to have went as long as he did and as good as he did, plus knocking me down, to get his ranking with no style.
How you like that?
I'm not talking about Joe. Even his trainer. The boxing style, like Joe Frazier. You'll never see Joe Frazier jabbing and faking and backing up, moving the side.
Oh man, You got a surprise coming. You wait till the 28.
How you gonna teach old dog new tricks? How you gonna learn some new tricks?
You call him an old dog. Well,
still agitating. I didn't say that.
No, he called you. I heard it. Didn't he say it?
What do you mean a dog? You didn't call me a dog. So you can't teach dogs.
He said an old dog new tricks. He calls you a bear half the time. He told me at the camp that you sleep with a teddy bear in your bed. Now, I don't make these things up, you know.
That's what he said.
This guy tells me this.
Let's be friends for 1 minute just to get him.
Come on. No, this is my good.
Let's show him.
Oh, what?
Let's show him.
Now, what time is it?
It's, let me tell you something.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Wait, can I say something?
Let me tell you something.
I must tell you.
I want to tell you one thing. All of the brothers out there watching television,
yeah.
I don't care how mad y'all to each other, when it's come to one of these fellas trying to divide us, we must unite.
Oh, God. Wait a minute. Wait.
That was not in the
Take
script.
Take my pulse.
That was my idea.
I saw that up on the screen. It looked like a giant Oreo cookie. We'll be back after this message. I don't believe the things
yeah,
that
went and fought George Foreman for the heavyweight championship of the world in, what did he fight?
Whenever it was.
Jamaica,
or Kingston, yeah. Or someplace. Well, listen.
You talk about not having any class, but what about that left hook? Huh?
What left hook?
The left hook that
he's
you didn't
see. Left hook.
He
hit me so, I'm going to give him credit, he hit me so hard at John McKinn folks in Africa. I mean, he was hitting hard. But I got up. But look, that hook means nothing if he can't find nothing to hook. So this time, I'll be dancing.
You will be there.
I will be dancing.
Joe, can I ask him a question fighting? For you?
The people want to see a fight, not a dance.
Good point.
They pay all that money.
You deserve one hand.
The people pay all that money to come and see you and I fight, right?
Dancing
and you
hard.
Want to dance.
Dancing and whooping you and dancing.
Whooping me and dancing.
Just like I did in that Sock and Ken Norton fight.
I guess it'd be just like that gorilla you had up there, right? And the heavy bag. Tell him how you hit the heavy bag. Get the punching power.
Right.
And that poor bag didn't have no hands.
Everybody, man. Everybody know the bag didn't have no hands.
Oh, the way you carry it on.
You talking like you had a point. The bag didn't have no hands.
Well, the bag's not going to hit you back.
Just like Howard Cosell.
You
Muhammad,
know
you're not the same
you
man
know
you
the
were
bags
50.
Can't hit you back.
Just like...
So what are you trying to show Dick about the bag for?
Just like
the bag's
Howard,
not going to fight
just
back.
Like Howard
you went up there and got the guy with the gorilla's hat on, right?
Huh?
What did he done?
Just remind me of you, that's all.
Listen, can't you fellas just, let's be nice, call the whole fight off, make up here, and that'll be that.
Can I ask
him a question for you? If he is as pathetic as you say he is, isn't it inhumane to fight him?
Isn't what?
I say, if he's so pitiful as you say, shouldn't
when
you...
When did I use the word pitiful?
Shouldn't you withdraw?
I didn't say he was pitiful.
I thought you said he's an old dog, he's a bear.
I didn't say he's a dog.
He's various...
I wouldn't call that man
a
dog.
I'm not gonna stay up here one more time and people calling me dogs and bears and gorillas.
I didn't call you no dog. Didn't call you, Joe, I promise you. I didn't call you no dog, no gorilla, no bear. Just agitating.
You did call me a couple things and you made fun of the color of my skin.
I didn't make fun of the color of your skin. What I told
you
at the camp.
Well, you can see what color you are. You don't have to...
I just told you... You have the complexion and the connection to get the protection.
Yeah. I'm sure that's right.
This should be the Joe Frazier show. All the people he done whooped and all the people I done whooped. Who are you ever whooped? You a little old skinny man got this big old championship. Somebody should get on you sometime. You
like me up at the camp.
See, I'm a good fighter and I'm as good as your writer.
You didn't know you were going to be the front part of that then.
Unless you
I'll be the
go
judge of that after he knocks you flat.
Knocks you, do what? So
Never
he's
mind.
Your man now.
Never mind.
Joe, are you in fact the fighter that you were 3 years ago?
Yeah, good.
Are you the fighter that you were 3 years ago? I think I'm going back
to... I got something to say, please.
I really...
Stop.
Now, if I tell you that I'm 3 years younger, then I'd probably tell you a lie, which would be.
Yeah.
But I feel like I can go back to the things I've been doing and... for the last 8 weeks, 9 weeks, I've been doing it, and I feel good. I got my weight under control. I don't have to use no rubber jacket or pants. Only thing I do now is run with some weights and heavy boots.
You don't need
my
that
music.
Rubber shirt that
No, I don't need that anymore because I got it now where I control it. I'm between 210 and 208, and that shouldn't be no problem. I'm only working now off my own strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't need nothing to...
There is one